And it is a pleasure, as Marcy mentioned, the Schmaltz Cup in town. We're joined by the league commissioner of the Provincial Junior Hockey League, Terry Whiteside. Good morning, Terry. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Good morning. Thank you.
This must be exciting for you with this tournament coming here to the Friendly City. I know you're going to be here later tonight. You're excited for this? And tell us a little bit about the format. This is only year number two. What can fans expect?
Yeah, this is just our second year. It's our fourth year of operating the league. And, you know, we were interrupted by COVID. And that's really where the tournament idea came from. Because we had such an interruption with COVID, we were able to extend our regular season a little longer and then shorten up our playoff, because with a league our size, we typically had to have six full rounds of playoffs to get to the finals.
Yeah, well,
and that takes a long time. So most teams in our league were finished playing by the end of January, and by mid-February, 35 of our teams would already be finished hockey for the season. So with the tournament, we're able to keep teams playing until mid-March before we really start cutting down. And it gives us an opportunity to market our league a lot as well. So just the second year, but I expect really good things. The Woodstock group have been very keen and very organized. I've been impressed the whole time through it.
So the format of this, it's a double round robin, which each team got a home game, I believe it was last weekend. Is that how it worked out? And then the final game that they will play is this weekend, coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, so we have four conferences, north, south, east, and west. They each got a home game. They play a round robin. So like you said, they had a home game in their home arenas. And then their third game of the round robin will be played Friday in Woodstock.
So I know those round robin games have already been set, like for tomorrow, and I imagine the results of those games will determine who faces who in the semifinals on Saturday?
That's correct, yeah. So in the first four games that were played in each of the home centers, the teams all went 1-1, so it's very tight right now. So the games Friday will determine, yes, rankings from 1-4. So then in the semifinals, we'll have the first-ranked team play the fourth-ranked team at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And then at 5 p.m., the second- and third-ranked teams will play off with the winners of those games going to Sunday's final at 2.
We're speaking with the league commissioner from the Provincial Junior Hockey League, Terry Whiteside. He's on the phone with us today. And we're talking about the new format. I'm going to guess, you know, with the number of teams, and you told me there's 63 this year, 61 that will participate next year, there probably was some resistance to trying this format, I'm guessing, Terry?
Yeah, anytime you're trying something new, there's always resistance to it. And what we felt as a league, you know, my mandate is looking at what's best for the league overall.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, in the past, you could narrow it down to about a dozen or so teams that would get to the Final Four.
Right.
So those teams were benefiting significantly at times. And, you know, the other 50 teams in the league weren't benefiting as much. So this allows, the tournament format allows teams to play longer into the season. So I have examples this year of teams, because of better scheduling, we were able to do, you know, scheduling more on their traditional days of scheduling.
Nice.
They brought in significantly more attendance because of it, so that that should benefit all teams.
Yeah, once you get into the latter part of winter, early spring, seems to bring more people out and make things a little bit more exciting, as there might be division races going on and whatnot. And we should mention, I know the Navy Vets, the local Woodstock team, in fact, there isn't even one of our county teams being here. The closest one to get there was Thamesford. They won their division. But we do have a couple of Woodstonians that I'm aware of. Maybe you know some others, but Kyle Baker and Tristan Hunick are both on the Wellesley Applejack. So at least we've got a little bit of a local fair to try and get some fan support around those folks as well.
Yeah, for sure. Wellesley represents the Doherty Division, which Woodstock is in, and very good rivalries, good fan support in that area. So I expect that there will be a pretty good fan presence, especially for Wellesley.
So why did the PGHL choose Woodstock to host this tournament?
Well, last year, in our first year, we only had about 2.5 months to play in the tournament, and we chose the University of Guelph just because we could get the ice and utilize dormitories and that sort of thing for housing the teams. So this year we had a little more planning time, so we put it out to our teams and asked them to, you know, submit packages to say how they felt they could manage and help us host and run the tournament. So we had two really good submissions, and Woodstock was chosen. You know, a lot of what we're looking for currently is logistics, because of our league being so large, it's about a 7-hour drive from one end of it to the other. So,
yeah.
You know, that logistics and economics go hand in hand with that. So, you know, when we bring teams in, the tournament covers the team's hotels, meals, and busing. So, you know, we have to make sure that we're being fiscally responsible.
And Terry, I know, like you said, this is just the second year of this tournament, the Greater Ontario Junior Hockey League. They've tried a couple of different ways of doing it. Is this one carved in stone? Do we know if there's going to be this tournament next year, or is that yet to be determined?
That's yet to be determined. We, you know, this is basically pilot projects is what we're yep. working on. It's allowing us to really brand ourselves well. We're a destination league, the oldest by age junior hockey league. Average age of about 19. So players choose to play in the PJHL when school comes first and when career comes first. You know, hockey isn't the first choice. We're in Junior B and Junior A. The dreams are still alive. And
right.
You know, our mandate is to help players get a start in life.
Okay. Very good. And so, Terry, those are all the questions that we had for you. Did you want to say anything else or remind the fans of anything about this tournament this weekend?
I just want to mention that the people from Woodstock, from the Navy Vets, have put hundreds of hours into planning this and really doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They want to showcase the tournament. It's not because they're going to make oodles of money on it. They're just, you know, great volunteers, and I've been really impressed with them. I know I've been to several games in Woodstock, and they run a great entertainment value for fans, so I expect to see a good fan support for them.
Yeah, it's going to be some pretty amazing hockey over the weekend. We've got the Clarington Eagles, the Lakeshore Canadians, the Wellesley Applejacks, and the Stayner Siskins that are going to be in town doing battle, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Terry, we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
It is 8:16. Good morning.